Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip 11. I'm going to tell the time then. What is the matter with me? See what this team are doing to me. Monday the 7th of October. It is 11:59. Dear me. Right, a few bits today. I've got quite a bit to cover. Right, obviously we're in the international break. Hopefully after that things will settle down and we'll be off and running. I know some of you had a good weekend, some have had a bad weekend from the emails. It is what it is, can't change the results. I think if you're a Man U or Spurs fan, you've just about done with the game. Keep telling you boys, Ollie is not the man. You can have it as much as you like. Two managers that are not up to it, Ollie and Poch. And, well, Ollie's worse than Poch, to be fair. I'd rather have Poch than Ollie, but if Ollie goes and you come and get Poch, it won't solve your problems, United fans. You may think it will. Not a chance. I think looking at United... Sorry, I was just having a slurp of coffee. I think looking at United, they are... they're in... You know, teams do go missing. You look at Liverpool, 30 years in the wilderness, just only really this last 2 years they back. I know they've won a couple of things over that period, but they haven't been a dominant force in football really until this last couple of seasons. United all those years at the top, but it may be to sort all this out, maybe 15-20 years. Our Betty blogger, they might be saying the last time that United won the league, you know what they'll be saying, son, the old back pass rule ones could come back to bite you. It could be a while. I didn't see any of the football yesterday, but by all accounts United were equally as dreadful as Spurs were at Brighton. And I do, you know, yes, it's the players, but the managers ain't up to it. Simple, plain as. People can say what they like. It will be time. I will be proven right. I see Enable got beat as well yesterday. I missed that. I meant to cover that in yesterday's morning. Ground was a bit sticky. Enable got beat. Batash got beat. The one I put up got beat. Wasn't a good day for odds on favourites. But the NFL train rolled on, and tonight the old 49ers will be smashing those Browns, the old Baker Fraud Field, as we march towards Super Bowl number 6. This is my new sportsy, sod the old football. Yeah, just leave the old pitch down, Daniel. We don't need to put the football one back up. Just leave that down and let's have an NFL team. I'll go up there and watch that rather than the shite I watch week in, week out. Off to Japan Tuesday, obviously. There won't be any football from me now until the 18th. I'm not going to be doing anything. I won't have any trades or anything. Tonight I do if there's... I'm not playing myself because I'm doing things, but there's a German Bundesliga 2 game, Osnabrück, Armenia Byfield. If there hasn't been a goal in the second half by the time it gets to about 70 minutes, drip lay the correct score. Fancy that game for a late goal. So if there's a, obviously if there's an early second half goal, don't worry about it, but if not, get involved later on. I get back next Monday and I will do all my figures up and everything then. Japan. I'll tell you a story about Japan. I said yesterday about when I had to drop some money off for the racing guys on Saturday night, and they'd been out for dinner, and if you missed yesterday, I got there at the last knockings as they were finishing and they were on their coffee, and I just sat down and had a coffee with them and a chat. One of the guys I hadn't seen for 3 years, he's a staunch Brexiteer, absolutely staunch, and as I said yesterday, I sort of joked with him about revoking Article 50 just to stir him up, and he flipped his lid. The conversation sort of, I did ask him why he voted Leave, and he said immigration. Now, I can't think of a man less affected by immigration. This guy spends 7 days a week in betting shops, doesn't pay any tax, doesn't have any kids. He lives in a house. His mum, incidentally, lives in Spain, and he said, oh, it's affecting my mum. Fucking hell. But his mum gave him a house over here. When she moved away, so he's got given a house, he's got nothing at all other than betting. He doesn't really, when they say it will affect the shopping, he eats takeaways about 5 days a week. All the takeaway firms have him on first name terms, give him extra for his birthday. And I can't think of anybody. If somebody said to me, who do you know least affected by Brexit, it will be this boy here. And yet he's absolutely so staunch about it. And when the bill came, it was given by a very attractive Eastern European, sort of, I don't know, 20, 25 year old. And he was trying to chat her up, and I thought, Jesus Christ. But I actually had to speak to them again yesterday, and he was out. I was speaking to my mate, and he happened to be sat with him in the betting shop. And I said, has he recovered yet? I said, what I want to know, I said, who was he waking up in the morning? The bit that gets me, who was waking up before June the 23rd, 2016? Who was waking up with EU anxiety? Who was waking up going, oh, those pesky EU, what have they got in store for me today? Oh, that pesky EU, if I could get my hands on them, that EU. It does intrigue me, because, as I say, this guy, I can't think of anything less affected, and I can't ever think there would have been a day in his life when he's woken up and gone, oh, the EU, or a beggar. I mean, I certainly don't, and I didn't before, and I haven't since. I normally wake up and think, is every limb moving? That's the first thing I check. Neck, can I turn my head? Can I lift my arms? Can I move my legs? Yeah, that's good. Then I probably think, oh, I need a pee. Go and do that, get out the way. And then I think, I wish fucking Wren had scored a second goal yesterday. I'd have had a few quid, or I wish they hadn't missed that penalty, or, oh, that was a good day yesterday. I think that's how my thought process goes. And then, oh, football starts at 11. I better get shifting. I don't think I've ever woken up in the morning with EU anxiety. Has anybody else? Anybody? I don't know. Don't know. And I didn't get any Poch. I didn't get anybody. Nobody's come back to me with a valid reason why Poch is a great manager. Not one of you. A couple of comments on the EU, but nobody wants to take me on over Poch, because he's useless. But yes, I was saying anyway, Racing guys. The main guy who's one of my dearest, bestest mates. We're like brothers in effect. He's the guy I told the story about with the train, threw the bag off the train. Well, when I called him for coffee the other day, there was a couple of Irish punters over, and we got talking about his stories. I said, you want to tell him the one about the train, because it's my favourite. But there is another one linked to, it's a very tenuous link to Japan, because I'm going to Japan. I'll tell you this one. He's about 43 now, this guy, but when he left school, he did a number of jobs. He did delivering flowers, this, that and the other. And then they opened up a golf club opened up in Kent called the London Club. Fantastic golf club. They spent a lot of money on it. Jack Nicklaus, two courses. And it was owned by the Japanese. And it was in that sort of period where golf was really booming and courses were opening everywhere. And they really tried to turn it into something special. It had like Japanese spa baths and everything there. And the sort of idea was to try and get a tour event there, but it's in the wrong place. It's absolutely freezing cold up on the hill over Brands Hatch, and it gets soaking wet. But in the summer, it's a really nice golf course. Anyway, lost fortunes. But the Japanese owned it, and he got a job there, him and his brother. And they got the job doing the bag drop. So in essence, you sort of pull up in front of the clubhouse, lift your boot up, and they would take your bags out your car, ask you whether you've got a buggy or not. And it was the golf course, to get to the golf course was a level down. So the bags used to go on a conveyor belt down, and his brother would be at the bottom, and they'd have walkie-talkies. You know, that one's for a caddy, such and such. That one needs a buggy. That one's an electric trolley, whatever. So that was his job. That's what he did. And they used to like get the tips, you know, fivers and that from people. Oh, so I'm going to say I'm going back 20 odd years. He's 43 now, so he's probably 18, 19, 20. So he's doing that one day, and the Japanese owners have got some friends over playing a four ball, and they've pulled up, unloaded the bags, off they've gone and played, come back, the bags have come back up. And what they do when they finish playing is they all sort of stand, they got stands out the front of the clubhouse, and then as you come out they say, which bag's yours? And you say that one. They go off and get their car, drive round, and when they drive round, his job was to put the clubs back in the boot and, you know, say goodbye, this, that and the other. So he's So this Japanese guy's come out. Let's call him Mr. Yakamoto, just for the sake of it, just to give him a name. He's come out, and my mate's gone, which bag's yours, sir? Got the bag, and the guy's gone off, and he's got a S-Class Mercedes. He's gone off and come back in a great big silver S-Class Mercedes, driven it round, pulled up. So boots gone up, and my man's put the clubs in there, and then they're big cars, the S-Class. He's sort of reached up to look at the boot, but while he's doing it, there's a couple of the other reception staff that he's sort of laughing or joking with, so he's not really paying attention. So he's put his hand on the boot to shut it, slammed the boot down, but what he hasn't seen, because he's not looking, is Mr. Yakamoto has obviously left something in his golf bag and is retrieving whatever it is, let's say wallet, keys, whatever it may be, out of the golf bag. So he's bent over in the boot at the golf bag, and my man has slammed the boot down straight on his head. Absolutely cuffed it straight on his head. And we all started laughing. I said, "What did you do?" He said, "When he stood up, he said, I didn't really know what to do, so I just rubbed his head." So he smashed the boot down on this guy's head, and then he's gone over and just thought, "I know what I'll do, I'll rub it." Apparently the guy had to have stitches, it was quite badly cut, but just the vision of Suggsy's met my mate, of him standing there rubbing this little Japanese man's head better after smashing the boot on it, made me laugh anyway. Right, what have I done? I've done the Osnabrück Armenia Biofield, late second I've got. I've got no horses. I'm not sure I'm going to have any horses now till I'm back. I think I'm going to leave them till I get back from Japan. The weather is turning. I think Enable got caught out by the ground yesterday, by all accounts. So it's absolutely pointless there. So I will do a pod every day, but bet-wise it's going to be very thin on the ground. If anything does stand out or somebody tells me, but you know, they told me that one yesterday couldn't be beat. Then I will mention it, and obviously it's at your own. There will be NFL on Sunday. We've obviously got the game tonight. But yeah, that's it. It's off to Japan for a bit of rugby. I might even have a couple of rugby bits. I'm looking forward to it. I am looking forward to going and seeing Tokyo, seeing what it's all about, and I'm looking forward to going to the rugby game. So all you guys have a lovely, have a lovely couple of weeks, but I will speak to you every day, but it'll be briefly mostly, but have a lovely couple of weeks. I don't know who England are playing, because I don't care, because I don't follow them now. Southgate's in charge. When he's gone, I'll take an interest again. But yeah, have a lovely couple of weeks, and I will be back with you. I'll be back with you every day, but I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, up the 49ers, and have a great Monday.